Were you up late counting that up, or did somebody do that for you?
Yeah, I had to get one of those, what do they call, abacus?
Yeah. 363. Sorry, 3 will be 361. Okay. Yeah.
I went to bed at 1:41 this
that's
morning.
That's right. Yeah. but you ended up having new information.
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. Well, quite often, we pretty much make fun of the state of Florida just because they
make it easy.
Yeah, they do. We do have some oddballs out there. Howsomever, we may be able to wrestle that title away today right here in the state of Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. First story has to do with a teenager who was barred from her high school prom when she turned up with a dress designed to look like the Confederate flag. Okay.
Yeah, that would raise some eyebrows. Yeah.
That happened in Tennessee. Okay.
I thought you said it happened in Texas.
No, but I'll get there.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
School officials told the 18-year-old girl that her Confederate flag battle dress was inappropriate and offensive. She tells the Jackson Sun, "We kept asking people walking inside, black and white, and everybody said that they loved it. Then two black women even went off on the principal. They were upset with the principal. Nobody was upset with me." Her name, Texanna Edwards. Texanna Edwards.
Oh, yeah. There's a name fail.
Huh. Don't know who Mama and Daddy are, but Texanna. So we're glad to be, wearing that one today.
That tells me they've got some ties somewhere.
Yeah, I guess so. The other one is our Twitter twerp of the week. That would be 20-year-old Mahogany Mason Kelly of Pearland.
20-year-old Twitter twerp?
Yep.
Say that three times.
Named Mahogany.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Guess it's good that they weren't in a knotty pine room. Anyway, she tweeted, "I still got a warrant in Pearland. Those pigs will never catch me, never." Yeah, she tweeted that. Well,
challenge accepted.
Uh-huh. A spokesperson told the local TV station that the police frequently search for keywords such as Pearland to keep up with what's going on out there, right? So obviously, this tweet not hard to find. Turns out that Mahogany had impersonated her sister during one traffic stop, so she's facing more serious charge. In addition to the $1,877 in fines, we're not appearing in court for traffic tickets. I guess they don't do that warrant amnesty, or maybe she didn't get the memo on that down there in Pearland.
Yeah, maybe they're not as public about it as they are here.
So as a result of her arrest, she could be kicked out of her college dorm.
Wait, she's a college student?
Yes, she is.
What college?
Lamar.
Fingers crossed.
Lamar.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's going to be grounded from Twitter for a week.
Exactly. And Twitter's already given her the boot, as a matter of fact. So there you go. So could be kicked out of Lamar and doesn't have her Twitter account. Oh, yeah, and she owes $1,877 in fines.
I wonder when the last time someone actually got kicked out of Lamar.
And what for?
Not fogging a mirror.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
I know. What did Lamar ever do to me?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I used to make money from them.
Wow. Send your angry letters to Chase Murphy.
Yeah. Exactly.
1, 2, 3, who gives a darn street?
Yeah. We were able to charter the flight one way. We had to ride on a bus back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Spring is here, and Bavisma's biannual Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event is right around the corner. This year's event will be held Saturday, April 28th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Residents of the Brazos Valley will be able to dispose of their hazardous wastes free of charge. This year's collection event is just off Harvey Road. From Highway 6, go east and make your first left after Veterans Park. For more information, call the Household Hazardous Waste Hotline at 979-764-3809 or visit their website at bvswma.com. And you can also like Bavisma on Facebook or follow them on Twitter.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW 619. Time for some birthdays. By the way, now, Jordan, you come from a home with kitties, is that right?
This is true, yes.
Yeah, you know, today is National Hairball Awareness Day. just letting
I'm guessing
you know.
If you're a cat owner, you're always aware.
Yeah. Well,
of
yeah, exactly.
You're aware of it. Luckily, knock on wood, we haven't had too many problems with them yet. But
now, if memory serves, you and the cat don't necessarily get along so well. Or has that changed now? Is that okay?
No, I mean, we're acquaintances. I accepted my cat's Facebook friend request, but that's as far as I'm letting go.
Well, you're paying for the food, too, right?
Yeah,
so, you know.
Yeah.
It also is Woody Woodpecker Day. You know, we interviewed them one time.
Really?
Yeah, Walter Lantz and his wife.
Oh.
And that was actually his wife who was the voice of Woody Woodpecker.
Really?
Yeah.
She did the laugh?
Yes, she did. It is Prime Rib Day.
Oh, I say celebrate that.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it is... And I'm going to have to look this one up because it just sounds interesting. The 28th annual Interstate Mullet Toss and World's Greatest Beach Party.
That will be a party.
Yeah,
I'm just guessing.
It's Pensacola, Florida, and Orange Beach, Alabama. So
I've got birthdays if we need them.
Okay, and as do I. Did you find some, Jordan, or what?
I've got some too. I'm sure.
Between the three of us, we'll get it covered.
Man.
All right, what do we got for today?
Well, we got Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem, he's 80 years old today.
Is he?
We're coming in after the record. After the record,
got this great letter from.
Yeah, yeah. If you've never heard it,
it'd be nice if you. Yeah, if you
brace yourselves.
It's not safe for work, in any way, shape, or form.
Jordan, have you ever heard the Kasem rant?
I have not.
Oh, remind me later this morning. We'll find it.
Okay, sounds good. Ace Frehley, guitar vocalist for Kiss. He is 61 today.
He's the one with the shorter tongue.
Yes, the one that did, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Jack Klugman, he's 90. He
wow.
played Oscar Madison on The Odd Couple.
Quincy.
And Quincy after that, yeah.
Which for its time was a groundbreaking show.
It was a good show, wasn't it?
You know, if you remember when the opening credits, he would pull that dramatic pulling back of the sheet, and he had these probably close to a dozen Police Academy cadets, and they just start falling out right there
because
he was
a
medical examiner.
Funny stuff.
I just had to throw this one out here because I love the little liner they put with it. Earl Anthony, you may not recognize the name, but the line says, many experts consider him to be the greatest bowler of all time.
There you are.
He's 74 today.
Yeah.
And who is a bowling expert after all? So.
Well, and how do you decide? Is it just, is it? You know,
How many three hundies do you have to roll?
Okay, now is it that, or is it most money that you've won, or is it most pins you've knocked down? I mean, have they come up with that? You know, has Earl Anthony knocked down 1 million pins in his career?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone keeps up with that. Everybody keeps up with something these days.
See, you could.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's what the internet's for.
It's quantifiable.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna type in how many bowling pins has Earl Anthony knocked down?
Well, did you mean?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you mean? Are you a pinhead? I defer to you, Chase.
Sheena Easton, pop singer back in the 80s. She's 53 today. So, and let's see. That's about the only other one that I think was there.
He's not a celebrity, but he kind of has been in the news in the last 2 weeks, and that was Newark Mayor Cory Booker.
Cory Booker, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ran in the house and saved a lady in his neighborhood where her house was on fire. He's 43, so happies to him.
Coming up tomorrow, let's see, just running down a list here. Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wow.
Harper Lee's going to be 80, hang on, I think, she's going to be 86 tomorrow. Wow. Harper Lee is 86.
You know, for a long time, just would not go out in public. Mm-hmm. She started to now a little bit, and so that's, and of course, you know, there's always Atticus Finch Day when all the attorneys are supposed to wear seersucker suits.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, and with us going to the SEC, I think, you know, there's a lot of Aggies you're going to see in seersucker before too much longer, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least for now.
I'm already getting fitted for mine.
And there, you know, yeah, okay. And there's speculation that Truman Capote didn't write In Cold Blood.
That she wrote it for him.
Yeah, or without her help.
Well, he didn't do anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what else is Truman Capote known for?
Right,
yeah,
absolutely.
Anne Margaret, who, oh my goodness, just one of the most beautiful women of our time, in my opinion. She will be 71 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jay Leno's going to be 62.
Mm-hmm.
Penelope Cruz will be 38. She's the actress. And Jessica Alba, ooh, she will be 31 coming up tomorrow. So, and then, do you have any others?
Oh yeah, another looker, Elena Kagan. she'll be 52.
Sorry, I don't have her on my list.
Okay.
They'll be throwing her a party. Ruth's going to let the bun down, and they're going to party hard.
That's right. The always pleasant James Baker will be 82. Elizabeth Rahm, she's a pretty nice looking lady. She's 39. John Daly, who's given us some great stories. He can't remember them all. 46.
Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, tomorrow is the anniversary of, because it really did happen, the mutiny on the Bounty.
Oh, wow.
In 1789. All right, on Sunday.
I don't have a lot of time here. Celeste Holmes is going to be 95.
Wow.
Yeah, Celeste Holmes. Kate Mulgrew, 57 on Sunday. Daniel Day-Lewis, an excellent actor
for
our time.
Yes, he is.
55 on Sunday. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
I pronounce the P in Pfeiffer.
Right.
She'll be 54 on Sunday. Andre Agassi. 42.
Mm-hmm.
Master P will all take the day off because he's going to be 45 on Sunday. And let's see, Uma Thurman's going to be 42. And Jerry, I would die if I fell off my money. Seinfeld will be 58 years old on Sunday.
There you go. Eve Plum's 54. Remember her from the Brady Bunch. Kate McGrew, who was in Star Trek Voyager, 57. Also was Mrs. Columbo. Rod McEwen, the old poet there, 79 years old. And the one and only, you know him, you love him, Bernie Madoff, 74 years old on Sunday.